Hype Network presents.
We are going to talk about one of my favorite Adam Sandler movies, and let's just change up the format a bit. So shall we? Let's go. Hey folks, welcome back to The Rajiv Show. My name is Rajiv Doraiswamy, and this show we talk about philosophy, motivation, and journaling, not in that particular order. And before I get on this episode, of course, I wanted to let you guys know that we have a newsletter. Feel free to sign up in the newsletter. It's free. It doesn't cost you a buck. Believe me, I'd be happy to have people getting a direct mail from me so that at least you know that I will reassure you that you guys are getting the episodes. And in this episode, it's another experimental segment, just like the previous one. This time, I'm going to target movies. And this is more semi-motivational movie review kind of thing. The last episode, of course, I did TV shows. Now I want to focus on movies. If you guys like this episode, give me a thumbs up. Of course, if you don't, it's understandable. It's just an experimental thing. So let's get on with this. I'm talking about this Adam Sandler that I love the most. I know Adam Sandler has a lot of movies. And one that springs up to mind when every time I think of Adam Sandler, a down-to-earth kind of guy, some of his movies are so good that they have some sort of value underneath the story, and the way the story is told is just so amazing. So this episode, I want to target one of his famous episodes that you guys might or might not know, which is Click. And then I'll just give you guys, of course, an actual summary from IMDb on what the story is, and then I just want to share my thoughts. I don't want to structure it with philosophy, motivation, just like what I did last time. I'm going to chill this time. It's just me, you. It's all relaxed, all good, no stress, no formalities, just me, you. So, of course, here in the movie, it says that Click is a work... the summary of Click is a workaholic architect finds a universal remote that allows him to fast forward and rewind to different parts of his life. Complication arises when the remote starts to overrule his choices. And boy, it's pretty interesting. I do not know where to start on my thoughts here. When I saw it, I don't know how many times. I think I've seen it 4 or 5 times already. It's an amazing movie. Especially, of course, when your wife is Kate Beckinsale. My God. That is one thing that I wanted to get out of my system. This is the reason why I chose this movie, is because Kate Beckinsale is, of course, his wife in this story. And okay, that's out of my system. So now I wanted to talk about why I chose that movie. What is so clickable in this movie. It's a pun intended. So I just love the idea of the movie, basically, where if there was something such as a remote that can change your life, oh man, I wish that was possible, because honestly, I just hope it's possible. But then it is also a double-edged sword, so it's really interesting. And I just love how the story goes. Again, I keep saying, I gotta ask, I mean, a question, if you guys seen the movie, if you haven't, saying, if you guys had an opportunity to look into the future using a remote or a device or tablet, Apple, whatever it is, would you guys take the risk to go forward or not? That's an actual question that I want to ask you guys, because this movie really makes you want to question things. Like, if you have the power, at some point you definitely would love to look forward. But then the mystery of living is, it makes no sense if you already know what to expect. Life, to me personally, this is just my thoughts to it. So it's just interesting. And one thing that I really love about the movie that I really wanted to share. Basically, I wanted to talk about Godfather in this episode, but since I've done the Godfather trailer reaction, I forgot which one. But when the main highlight I wanted to talk about is the prospect of having a family. One is I don't have a family yet, but the idea of balancing work-life balance, it really puts everything into perspective in this movie, which is to me personally, I see it as an interesting it's an interesting thing to ponder upon. You know, if you are a workaholic, probably just like me, where I have my 8 hours of work and then after that I take my weekends off just to record these episodes and think about it, plan it during, of course, after working I gotta sit down, plan all this stuff. It really takes a toll on you and it takes a toll on your family. So that's the one thing I really wanted to talk about this episode, is the value of family and the time you spend on working. I mean, I guess at a certain perspective, when you're a college student or you're starting out in the adulting stage, it's really hard to draw the line between what is work and what is life. Because, of course, you're obligated to do the duties as a newbie when you're starting fresh, which is normal. But then once you come to some form of seniority where you've already experienced that there are certain things that make you question whether it's about life or it's all about work. You know, you cannot really when you get into the moment of seniority, there's the line of between life and work comes to question in perspective, and it's really, really amazing to see in this movie, because it shows you if you're living life from your perspective, from your vantage point, it's very hard to see that. Of course, you know that you're working hard, you're giving 110% at work, and sometimes you're neglecting certain things like family and stuff like that. It's pretty interesting. And this movie really gives that vantage point from you looking at this person, the main character's thing, where he is working his ass off to get to a certain point, only to find out that once he sees forward and sees all the successes that came and see the things as it goes ahead, he starts to question what side of life, you know, the work-life balance question arises. So it's really, really fascinating and an interesting movie to look down and dissect, and that particular thing about family. Of course, it's just a matter of figuring it out, and somewhat the answer of figuring it out doesn't really depend on anyone giving you a solution. Believe me, when it comes to work-life balance, there's no such solution, because my life may be different than yours, and I may work only 8 hours, someone will work 12 hours, and of course allocated hours for certain things. It's not a one-off recipe, and this is just an interesting thing that I wanted to highlight and hopefully communicate about, is that what is really work-life balance if you cannot really balance it at a certain point. You know, it's just an interesting question about how you live life, on what your core values, which I remember I spoke about somewhere here, I'll leave the link. It's just an interesting movie to deconstruct and to take a piece of value from that, and Adam Sandler pulled it off in this movie. And yeah, so it's an amazing, amazing movie. For me personally, I love the movie. I'm not rating it because this is not a review. This is just a personal journal take on Adam Sandler. Guys, again, if you guys like episodes like this and you like it informal, an informal format just like this instead of the one that I did with the TV show, Guys, let me know, because at least I can look at certain movies, come up with certain thoughts about it, watch it, and give my thoughts, and then get it out. So, click, put the photo here, check it out. Amazing movie. It's a, I don't know how old it is. Let me just check here. Let me just check Google. Click was 2006. Yeah, well, boy, 2006. This was released in 2006. So yeah, Click. What are your thoughts about it? Please answer the question. YouTube, on Spotify, and with that in mind, thank you guys for listening. With that in mind, cheers, folks. I'll see you in the next episode.